Good morning, this is Send 7, World News in 7 Minutes. I'm Stephen DeVincenzi. Today is Monday, the 20th of March, 2023. Starting in Europe today. In the Netherlands, the International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin. Putin is accused of the war crime of illegal deportation of children from Ukraine. Russia does not recognize the International Criminal Court and has called the arrest warrant meaningless. It is unlikely that Putin will go on trial in the court in the Dutch city, The Hague. The arrest warrant will make it difficult for Putin to travel to member countries of the ICC, including South Africa, where he was expected to visit in August. ICC President Pyotr Ofmansky said that Russia's Commissioner for Children's Rights, Maria Lvova-Belova, was also issued an arrest warrant.
The International Criminal Court has issued 2 warrants of arrest in the Ukraine situation. For Vladimir Putin, President of the Russian Federation, and for Maria Lvova-Belova, Commissioner of the Russian President for Children's Rights, for the alleged war crimes of deportation of children from Ukrainian occupied territories into the Russian Federation.
According to Russian state media, Vladimir Putin has visited the Ukrainian city of Mariupol, which has been occupied by Russia for almost 1 year. This is probably the first journey that Putin has made into territory that Russia has conquered since invading Ukraine last February. Putin first travelled to the occupied region of Crimea to mark the 9th anniversary of the annexation of Crimea. According to TASS news agency, Putin arrived in Mariupol by helicopter. Also in Ukraine, Russia used drones to attack many cities on Friday and Saturday, including the western city of Lviv. 2 civilians were killed in the city of Kramatorsk in an attack Ukraine has blamed on cluster bombs. 3 civilians were killed by artillery fire in a village in Zaporizhia yesterday, according to local officials. Russian forces have continued to make very small advances in the city of Bakhmut, where both sides are reporting that they are killing hundreds of enemy fighters every day. Poland and Slovakia have promised 33 MiG fighter aeroplanes to Ukraine. In France, there have been continued protests this weekend against the decision of President Emmanuel Macron to use an executive order to enforce pension reforms. Parts of Paris have had their access restricted by police to stop big gatherings of people, and there have been protests in Marseille, Bordeaux, Rouen, and other cities. In the city of Lyon, 36 people were arrested after they broke into the city hall and tried to start a fire. In Switzerland, the bank UBS has agreed to buy the bank Credit Suisse, which was in danger of collapsing. UBS is Switzerland's biggest bank, and Credit Suisse is the second biggest. The Swiss government is hoping that the takeover will avoid a banking crisis. Africa. In Nigeria, the governor of Lagos, Babajide Sanwo-Olu, from the ruling APC party, has won re-election. The race for governor was expected to be close after the candidate of the opposition Labour Party won the state of Lagos in the presidential election 2 weeks ago, despite losing nationally. Turnout for the governor's election was much lower than in the presidential election. Lagos is the most populated city in Africa, with over 20 million people. Results in other states are still being counted. In Rwanda, President Paul Kagame has welcomed United Kingdom Home Secretary Suella Braverman this weekend. Braverman visited sites that are being built to house asylum seekers who will be deported from the United Kingdom if they enter illegally. The UK government has said that anyone who enters the UK illegally by crossing on small boats will be deported. However, this policy is being challenged in court. America's. In the United States, former President Donald Trump has told his supporters to protest if he is arrested. Trump is expected to be arrested this week over the accusation that he paid Stormy Daniels, a pornographic actress, for her to not talk about having a sexual relationship with him in 2006. Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, has admitted to paying Daniels $130,000. Ecuador and Peru have been hit by a strong earthquake. At least 14 people are known to have been killed in Ecuador and one person in Peru. There has been some damage in Ecuador's largest city, Guayaquil. Asia. In Pakistan, police have continued to clash with protesters outside the house of former Prime Minister Imran Khan. Khan tried to go to court in Lahore. However, his vehicle wasn't able to reach the court because of more supporters blocking access. A judge allowed him to sign documents from his car and told him that he must appear in court next week. And in India, a new sanctuary will be opened for lions in the state of Gujarat. Gir National Park is the only place in the world where Asiatic lions live in their natural habitat. However, conservationists say that the park has been so successful that the area is now too small for the 400 lions which live there. That's your world news in 7 minutes. A big thank you to Bogdan in Ukraine, Sermin in Turkey, and Tony in Taiwan for becoming our newest supporters. If you'd like to help to support the podcast and read the transcripts of every episode, then go to send7.org. I'm Stephen DeVincenzi. Tomorrow you will be with Namitha Raghunath. Have a great day.